It's time for Green Visions, a KMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Lake Mille Lacs, a hotbed of fishing, a popular place for people around the state to congregate and engage in fishing, and opening there will be the Minnesota Fishing Museum Hall of Fame and Education Center in partnership with the DNR. And we've got on the phone with us Brad Parsons, the Central Regional Fisheries Manager for the Minnesota DNR. Good morning, Brad. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Chris.
Tell us a little bit about this museum and what is it open now? Will it be open soon?
Oh, no, it certainly isn't. There is currently a fishing museum and a Hall of Fame in the Little Falls area, but what this is all about with the Mille Lacs area is an idea to partner with a potential new facility and a new research and fish management facility that we would be looking at for the Mille Lacs area. The money for that was in the governor's bonding bill, but obviously with things at the legislature, that had not passed. But the discussions continue about a potential partnership in the future.
What sort of things will the partnership help to engender?
Well, you know, really the idea is that, you know, people coming to a fishing museum, Hall of Fame, you know, they're looking at the history, the great traditions in the state of Minnesota. They're maybe looking to learn more about fishing. And then, you know, if we can partner with some of our aquatic education type things, letting people know what fisheries management in the state of Minnesota is all about, along with those things. So, you know, our commissioner and others and the folks at the museum have felt that there could be a real synergy there, a real benefit to both of us, if there was a way we could find out to be, you know, located very close to each other.
Is it the plan with this wing of that project to be looking forward to the future about conservation? Is it looking back at the history of fishing as well?
I think it's both. I think it's both, and I think that's one of the great things that can come out of this is people can look back. Some of the old motors and fishing lures and the way fishing technology has changed over the years is just incredible, and it also plays through to the future. You know, as you see things progress in the world of fishing, you can see how some of the conservation challenges in the future will also need to be faced.
Is there, because of the many different fishing traditions in this state throughout history, certainly Native American fishing as well, will there be part of that conversation as well in explaining and discussing the history of Native Americans and their fishing in Mille Lacs and other places?
Well, you know, what the museum has along those lines right now, I really don't know. But it's certainly an important part of our tradition in the state of Minnesota with the Native American population and their reverence for the resources. So I would certainly hope that could be part of the whole thing.
Will it be an active fishery, sort of a hatchery of sorts, or will it be more of a display about what's going on in fisheries and hatcheries around the state?
Well, it would be a little bit of both. You know, actually, the facilities would be run separately with our fisheries management and research station, and we would plan on having a hatchery there as well. That would be run by the department. The museum and the Hall of Fame would still be run by the groups who run it. You know, they're nonprofits. But it's the partnership of being able to build upon each other's audiences that I think leads to that synergy that has people very interested in this potential.
So you explained earlier that it was in the governor's bonding bill. The legislature, of course, has got their voice in this as well. Is there a timeline that we can expect to see this project continue?
you know, Chris, I've learned when you're dealing with political processes, it's very tricky to make predictions about timing on things like that. So
yes.
I would defer to others above my pay grade upon that particular question.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, we'll keep our eyes open and ears open as well for news, and hopefully things will get developing in the near future. But I certainly understand that the legislature has their role and they play in this as well. So,
absolutely, everyone does. You know, and really what we would hope for is the ability to manage that lake, to bring tourism to that area. I mean, the fishing has been terrific on Mille Lacs, so there's really, you know, no reason for people not to visit that area. But as we move into the future, we would just hope that that this partnership could just be a real benefit for the area.
What is it about Lake Mille Lacs? There are thousands of lakes in the state, but Lake Mille Lacs is a bigger lake. Is it also that it's a wider, shallower lake? What is the reason that fishing is so popular there?
Well, that's one reason. Mille Lacs is a very unique lake. It's also its location. You can bop up from the Twin Cities in a little over an hour and be out there fishing. And, you know, the history of excellent walleye fishing, now we literally have a world-class smallmouth bass fishery out there. Muskie angling, there were a couple of fish last fall that were caught out there that were just amazing. So it's a tremendous fishery. It's a beautiful resource. And, you know, it continues to be an excellent walleye fishery. So it has a little bit of everything for everybody. It has that close location to the population center, and it has a great tradition of fishing.
Is there some place now or in the near future where people can go to find out more information about the progress of this idea of the DNR center being built with the museum as well?
Well, we have a site on our DNR website that talks about the entire fisheries management process out on Mille Lacs, and we're hopeful that we can get those resources to build that facility and get it up and running and learn even more about that lake.
All right. Well, Brad, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it. I know it's a busy summer as always, so I'm sure you've got your hands full with many things in addition to this project. So thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, well, no question about it, Chris. And by the way, my daughter is an alum there at UMD, and my son will be starting his sophomore year. So,
oh, fantastic.
So best to all of you up there in Bulldog Country.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Brad.
All righty.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Brad Parsons, the Central Regional Fisheries Manager for the Minnesota DNR, talking about the possible home for the DNR Fisheries Facility and Fishing Museum Complex at Lake Mille Lacs, next to the Minnesota Fishing Museum and Hall of Fame and Education Center. 8:27 is the time. This is Green Visions on Northland Morning, 103.3 KMD. Green Visions is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.